Title: President Trump's executive order mandating the purchase of U.S. drugs evokes criticism. Content: On Thursday, August 6, 2020, President Trump signed an executive order mandating that certain drugs and medical supplies purchased by federal agencies, including the Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Defense, and Department of Veterans Affairs, must be U.S. manufactured, the Buy American order, or the order. The list of essential medicines, medical countermeasures, and critical input that fall under this order will be determined by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. The order also calls on the FDA to conduct a greater amount of unannounced inspections of overseas drug plants to ensure that production of drugs is compliant with safety standards and to encourage more advanced drug manufacturing techniques. The Trump administration's rationale for the order is to promote drug manufacturing capabilities in America, also known as reshoring, in order to reduce foreign drug dependency and thereby prevent shortages of essential medicines and supplies in the event of a breakdown of the global pharmaceutical supply chain during a public health emergency, an obvious concern highlighted by the scramble for medicines during the COVID-19 crisis. As U.S. companies currently import approximately 80% of active pharmaceutical ingredients from abroad, this order has the potential to make a huge impact on the current status quo. While past healthcare-related executive orders issued by the administration have at times been met with significant criticism from certain industry players, criticisms of the order have been particularly wide-ranging, spanning from pharmaceutical industry research groups to a generic drug lobby to policy analysts. Below, we examine some of the critical issues raised by analysts and stakeholders. Low-quality drugs. The order allows the FDA and the United States Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to work on removing certain existing regulations that are barriers to production in the United States. While such regulations sometimes present a regulatory or administrative hurdle to overcome in domestically producing drugs, they also serve to ensure that the drugs that are produced are safe both for the consumers and the environment. In an August 10, 2020 Time article, Trump's executive order about U.S.-made drugs may not enhance public safety the way it should, one, the author, Catherine Eben, called out the order as missing an essential point. We shouldn't trade low-quality drugs made at a distance for low-quality drugs made at home. More specifically, Ms. Eben writes, in trying to ramp up domestic manufacturing, the order appears to open the door to a dangerous decline in quality. It allows the FDA to examine whether any existing regulations are a barrier to domestic production. And it also allows the Environmental Protection Agency to streamline regulations that might currently deter manufacturing but also serve to ensure public health safety and safeguard the environment. The quality concern described by Ms. Eben is amplified by Mark Rosenberg, the CEO of the Just Medicine Incorporated, a nonprofit advocacy organization dedicated to increasing the supply of ethically made low-cost generics currently in short supply, who is quoted by Ms. Eben as saying that, "It is a bad idea to say that it is more important to have drugs made domestically than it is to have drugs made with high quality. The way to level the playing field is not to just lower standards for domestic manufacturing." Price. While the Trump administration has touted that the order will have the effect of decreasing drug costs, many stakeholders fear the opposite may result. The order allows federal agencies to purchase domestically produced drugs that are up to 25% more expensive than the current foreign-produced drugs. Dr. Amesh Adalja, a senior scholar from the Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security, has argued that such changes may have the unwanted effect of increasing the price of drugs and medical supplies in the U.S., stressing that there are transition costs that will need to be accounted for as the supply chain moves from overseas to U.S. shores. Moreover, overall manufacturing of medical supplies and ingredients domestically can run the bill up, so to speak, to five times as high as manufacturing in the typical foreign locations associated with drug